Greetings, Earthlings. Welcome back to the Straight Spirit Podcast. I'm Lily, your host, psychic medium, and the teacher of alignment. I have, no joke, tried to hit record at least a handful of times in the last 10 minutes. And every time, I swear, I'm just about to hit record and my kids burst into the room. So, I know that there's not truly an interruption because I believe in divine timing and such, but still, it's still just about to record, bam, in the room. So I am going with it. You're gonna have to put up with hearing my children playing in the background. I don't think anyone will be bothered. I'm not. I'm just gonna have to get good at recording with background noise. You know, if you're seeking a very highly professional edited podcast, this is not there yet. This is just me and Mike and my kids mucking around in the background. Anyway, they may even interrupt me as they have in other episodes, but I don't care. I'm just going for it. They're well. I am well. I hope you guys are well, and thank you so much for your support. Reddit is just lining up with reading requests, and it warms my heart to warm the hearts of others. I should put that on a shirt. That was pretty good. I'm good like that. Okay. So this episode, don't forget to book a personal reading if you want one. Go to the links in the description and all that jazz. Send a tip if you want to, put it in the description. All right, so this episode is about how I was guided to talk about this. How I do every single thing intuitively. Like everything is intuitively done by me. My parenting, shopping, decisions, the food I eat, people I talk to, and I'll get into further detail, but I thought you guys might like to take a peek at what life looks like when you do things intuitively. What is it like? Does everything go to shit? Does it work? How do you find it? So I imagine this might be a conversation I would actually have with somebody in person, but I'm doing it through podcast, and kind of suits me in that way too, because I'm a homebody and I can just do this whenever I need or when I feel intuitively guided to. So I am, like, for lack of a better word, allergic, super allergic to routine and schedules. It's not that I hate them. It's not that I haven't tried them and didn't like them. It's more that it just doesn't fit with me. It never has. Never, not ever. I've always, as a child even, I've been told I have my head in the clouds. My family says I go to Lily Land. I haven't heard that in a while. It's like Lily's in her own world. And, you know, I would stay up late like I do now. I'd sleep in. I'd be last minute girl, they used to call me too. My family, yes, they were. They didn't appreciate where I was. It was like I've always been different. Always been different. My sister is very close in age to me. We are so different. We're almost twins. Almost. We were born. I was born at the start of the year, and she was born at the end of the year. Same year. Yes, my mum's a champion. And the amount of times we got asked and it, like, looked at funny about that, because everyone was trying to hint at what my parents might have been doing. Well, we all know. We all know. Okay, I get it. But it's not. It's not weird for me. My parents are humans too, people. All right, anyway. So I've always been just out of time with everybody else, but I didn't understand why. I just thought I wasn't good at doing things like other people. Like, I just thought I wasn't good at living. Adulting, but the kids' version. I just thought I wasn't good at being a person, like doing, everybody else does it that way and I just suck at it. I'm just, you know, especially when the word lazy would come out for not just me, it wasn't reserved for just me. Or, you know, I didn't feel like working all the time. You know, my dad is a bit of a taskmaster, and he's very strict discipline wise and routine wise, and we only ate sweets on Sundays, and we would get like one fun size chocolate bar. I ended up with a binge eating problem. But anyway, that may be another episode. My sister, who was close to me in age, she's very routine oriented. She got her assignments done before they were due. You know, she just was on top of it. And I would always look at her like she's got her shit together. And she's younger than me. Right? And this is just me floating around with my head in a cloud, so to speak, and handing in my assignments late. But quite often I would get better marks. And that really pissed her off. She really, she probably still hates that. Even today, our lives are very different. We're like a mirror, but upside down. Perhaps I'm the paranormal upside down version of this. Or maybe she's, I don't know which reality is real here, but she's got quite a high level career. She's bought a house already. She's established. She's bought a car. She's, you know, she's onto it. She's in many respects, she would be looked at as successful. I see my life for me is successful because I'm doing what I love. So I'm a psychic medium. I have a podcast. Like, if you've seen that movie, You People, on Netflix with it was Jonah Hill, and I don't know the young lady's name. I loved it so much because he quit his job in finance. Or spoiler, to have a podcast. And I'm very much with that. You know, people wearing the weird clothes they want to wear. I am, you know, if you want to quit your job and do a podcast, go for it. I'll support you. I'll support you in, you know, in anything, just about anything, actually everything. I will just be like, you know what? You do you. You do what makes you happy. Because that's what I'm modeling in my life. Anyway, so throughout my childhood, teenage years, I felt misplaced. I have always loved spooky, supernatural stuff. And I just didn't have anyone around me who was like me. I didn't know anyone else who was... probably just because I didn't talk to... Nobody spoke about it. But there was one girl I remember in high school who had her head in a book all the time. That's probably the closest I came back then to finding someone like me. Like Belle in Beauty and the Beast. I remember where I was exactly the moment I watched the first episode of a TV show called Supernatural, and I fell in love with it, head over heels in love with it. The rest of my family, like my mum and dad, because I was staying next door to them, I suppose you could say, at the time, and so we watched it together, and I was just in love, not just with the characters, but the whole show. And I'll do another episode on why, probably. A love letter to Supernatural. They didn't like it. They weren't really into it. I was obsessed. Not in the way that you would think. Not like a teen girl obsession. More like I saw myself in the show. The writer in me, the set, the designs, the supernatural aspect, the psychics, like, even back then I didn't know it, but as I look back, I can see all the times I've seen a psychic in a movie or a TV show, and I've longed for it. I didn't even know that's what I was meant to do. I just had this, you know, I remember looking back on I remember watching The Matrix at one point as an adult. And looking back on it just recently, I watched it again and remembering that with the prophet or the psychic, the seer in that movie, I remember watching it. It came back to me and I thought, I'd love to be that accurate, you know, being that accurate. And how cool would that be to be like that? And then fast forward years later and I'm living it. This is me. I am like that. I'm the seer. I'm a psychic medium. But what most people don't realize is they can do it too. So anyway, way back to where I was going with this. I felt like I was the misfit, but it turns out I was doing something right. I was just going to the beat of my own drum or my intuition. When I was tired, I wanted to sleep. If I felt like I wanted to stay up, I would do that no matter how much my mum was like, go to sleep, it's late. I knew what I wanted to do. I felt my way through things, but without realizing what I did. I knew the assignments were bullshit. I could do them in my sleep, And but it wasn't like a conscious, oh, I'm so smart, I don't need to do it. It was more like a procrastination. It was a severe procrastination. I flunked out of college, university degrees, college, started a few of them, trying to be someone who I wasn't. In engineering, I've studied like three different types of engineering halfway. And it just, there was this huge resistance where I just couldn't function back then. And then anyway, so here I am now, and I've consciously made a choice to do everything intuitively, as I've come to understand myself and realize it works. What I was doing all these years ago works even better today. So what I mean when I say I do everything intuitively, what does that mean? What does that look like? It means I tune into my feelings. I don't think my way through problems as much as I can. I avoid that. I try to feel my way through things. If, let's say I get a social invite, it doesn't happen in person often, more on the net. But if I get a social invite, I'll feel my way through it. I'll do it intuitively. I'll feel like, how do I feel about going to this? It's not, I never go with. Hey guys, I love you. Would you mind taking it to the bedroom or to the other room so I can focus on my podcast, please? You want a cuddle? Give me a cuddle. What movie are you gonna watch next? Okay. Hands to yourself, please. Why don't you put on another Disney movie? Yeah? Love you. Thanks, guys. Thanks for waiting for me to parent. It's funny that they quite happy doing their own thing until I got to sit down to record and they just got to be on me. I love them. I really do. So I'm lucky. It's a good thing. Okay, so as I was saying, I feel my way through things. If I get an invite to something, I'll feel whether or not it feels right for me. So if I wake up and I'm excited about it, or I think about it and I feel excited, I know it's probably the right thing for me. If I wake up and I feel like, or I think about it and I feel dread, or like, oh, I'm dragging my feet, I know, Lily, you don't want to go to this. This is something that's not in line with where you are right now. So I respectfully decline. The times that I have done what was socially acceptable, the times that I have gone and done the right thing, went against that feeling, always somewhat regretted it. To say, I don't have many regrets. I don't have regrets, but for lack of a better word, it something always happens. It's not enjoyable, or I can pre-pave it energetically, and I'll explain that later in another episode. But it's any situation can be enjoyable if you go into with the right mindset and vibration. But I guess what I'm saying is the days that I have gone, you know what, I don't feel like going to that. I don't care what anyone thinks. I'm just going to do me. Those have been moments where I've just felt immense relief. And I knew there was something to this. It was like, you know, we got to stop doing what we think is the right thing to do or what we should do. We got to stop going against our intuition. I do it with what I eat. I stop and I go, so what is the best thing for me to eat? And then I'll feel it. And I'll put together things I didn't even think of before. If I just grab and go, it's not as satisfying. But they'll tell me. They'll put two or three things together and I'll be so satisfied eating it. It also helps me eat in tune with my body. You know, what my body needs rather than what my taste buds want to taste. Nothing wrong with the trip like that. There's nothing wrong with it, but if I feel an impulse or my intuition says click on this link, talk to this person, I'll go for it. I've learned not to second guess it. Amazing opportunities come just from the right conversations. But if I feel like it isn't right for me to, or I don't feel like guided to speak to someone or socially engage with someone, I won't do it. And it's not because I'm a snob, it's because I prioritize feeling good. I prioritize my mindset, my mental health, and the ease in which I flow through my life. And so what is life like when you live like this? Also, I should speak on, before I say what it's like, I should speak on, speak about making decisions this way. It comes down to everything. What music should I listen to? What would really, before I pick a Netflix show or any app show, any app, Disney, Netflix, YouTube, whatever. Before any of that, I'll just sit for a minute and go, so what would be the most satisfying show for me to watch right now? And I have, like, honestly, I found the best shows doing that. I love, as I was saying, paranormal, supernatural, but not just that. I love comedy. I love Schitt's Creek. Anyway, there was one day there a while ago where I was thinking, I just can't find any, like, I'm not finding anything pleasing to watch. And I just set the intention. I was like, you know, source, so I speak to them, source, intuition, help me find something really, really good that I'm going to enjoy. And by the way, something I enjoy may not mean it's like Oscar worthy. It's just something I like. And I left it with them. And then I felt an impulse to go to this app. I felt an impulse to click on this particular thing. Oh, and by the way, I love aliens. I really do. I love New Mexico and I love aliens. And so the show I happened to click on was Roswell, New Mexico, and it's about aliens in New Mexico, and it's a love story, and I was just smitten. I mean, okay, story-wise, it's not the best written show in some episodes. Okay, I get that, but I love it. I enjoy it. I think the characters are great. The first season especially. And so it works. When you set that intention, when you ask that question, what is the best thing I could do right now? And you just stop for a minute and you don't stop, you pause, you flow. You got to get in the boat and flow down the river. It's not about like swimming as fast as you can against the current. It's about just going with the flow. And so you're always being guided to what's right for you. Just recently, I had an impulse to post on a Facebook group, hey, I'm a psychic medium. If anyone wants to talk to me, talk to me. And I've got a couple of really awesome people reaching out to me saying, hey, I'd love to have you on the show. I can't wait to talk to them. This is how it works. If I didn't follow that impulse, we may not see what those episodes would have been like. Do you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? I haven't been clear. So what is life like when you make every choice intuitively? People look at you like you're nuts because they don't understand how someone can live life that way. They don't understand why you're unbothered by a lot of things. They don't understand, like, how come they're living life so differently? Why are they so happy? And you know, I'm over here grinding and they're over there just being woo-woo, you know, in the clouds, and things are working out for them. Give me 2 seconds, guys. I'm just going to get this background noise down. Thanks for waiting. Unfiltered, unedited. So people don't understand it. They try to think their way through problems and they get stressed. Whereas what I do is I take a minute. I go into my stillness, my quiet. It's not hard. It takes seconds when you get good at it. And I feel what's best for me. I get a really clear picture on what's next. Or I feel like, go over here, do this, do that. It's not like someone's bossing me. It's me talking to me. You know, when you're not thinking but you're feeling, then you find your path. Like little breadcrumbs. Me is leaving me breadcrumbs. And I follow them. So life, when you live intuitively, is a blessing. it's so easy to be happy and find your bliss. It's so easy to have pleasing conversations. It's so easy to feel comfortable to wear something intuitively as opposed to what someone might think looks sexy or attractive. And it's just so nice to do what's right for my body. You know, if I don't want to wear shoes, I don't have to wear shoes. If I don't want to paint my nails, I don't paint them. You know, if I want to shave my head, like the other episode, go check it out, where I talk about whether or not I regret shaving my head, but you're going to find out in a second, because I'm going to say having an impulse to shave my head has been like one of the best things that's ever happened to me. And I loved my long hair. I love my long hair, but I love it this way too. And honestly, some of the greatest celebrity stories that, like, people like to hate on celebrities, but they're just people with cool jobs, right? I love celebrities and celebrity stories. And very recently, I was listening to Norman Reedus, Daryl Dixon from Walking Dead, talk about how he got into acting. I don't know the ins and the outs of the story at this point in time, but it was pretty much like, I think his job finished and then ended up at a party and then ended up being asked to be in a play. And then it just went from there. It's like, you know, he followed the impulse to be, probably unwittingly, to be in these places and talk to these people and take the opportunity. He followed it. He went with it without much, probably without much stress about it in a lot of ways. It's just, people who flow through life have an easier time. You know, there's people where things just seem to work out for them. Those are the people who, and like, they don't 100%, you know, chill all the time. Sometimes our human side pops up and we stress a little, but most of the time, people like us are able to settle back into our for lack of a better word, our chill side, our chill time. It's like, things have always worked out for me before. This is going back to me now. Things have always worked out for me. I can clearly look at my life recently and find thousands of instances, if not more, of where my intuition has guided me to the right thing. And I can't dismiss them. It's too good. I can't write it off. And I look at living life the way other people live, who are not intuitive. Living intuitively, I should say, because we're all intuitive, whether we use it or not. It's like having a garden hose. You can choose to turn it on or off. Most people have it turned off. So people who turn it on and use it to guide them. What a weird analogy. I think life is a little bit easier. I think life feels better. I think you meet better people. People who flow like you do. I think you get the impulse to start a podcast and talk to people you never imagined in a million years you could talk to. You know? That's what I like about people's stories. Seeing the intuition, seeing the source in it. Like having like spirit or source. Having their, when I say source, S-O-U-R-C-E, by the way, not like tomato sauce or ketchup. Source having their hand in people's lives. I can see it when they tell me their stories and they have no idea they were guided. No idea, most of them. But I can see it so clearly. And I really get a kick of finding my way through, feeling my way through things. I do it with my to-do list. To-do list, chuck them out the window, put them in the bin. Because setting a routine, okay, hats off to these people, I suppose, who, okay, I'm going to spend an hour tomorrow writing, and then the next day I'm going to do an hour of content, you know, video creation, and they have these set times like that. I just can't, because when I know too much now about how good it feels to do things intuitively. So I've tried before to set that. I'm like, I'm going to be organized. I'm going to be like, you know, I'm going to be a good person. I'm going to be like everyone else. And I've had someone in university try to teach me that all I needed was time management. not surprisingly, it didn't work. So they were like, micromanage your time, micromanage my... And all it did was give me more shit to worry about. It's like giving someone who's already overwhelmed and procrastinating, the last thing you want to do is give them routines, in my opinion. They don't work when you're in that space. You know, what they need is an understanding that they're okay, that it's normal and it's good to feel your way through things. Because then when you're not listening to everybody else, when you're not listening to mindset, when you're not listening to doing the right thing, like, and I don't mean morally, I mean what's socially acceptable, what's acceptable to your professor, or what's acceptable to your friends. When you just do what's right for you, shit feels better. That's like the simplest way I could explain it. But I've tried micromanaging, and it's too much. I've tried organizing my home to the point where, you know, everything's in a container. Micromanaging and micro, like super micro organizing, doesn't work for me. It just doesn't. I mean, I'm all about the ease and the flow. And if you like lump too much on somebody's plate like that, like for other people it works. It helps them feel in control. For me, I like freedom. And anything that sort of restricts that, like tight routines or schedules, I'm like, Now don't get me wrong. I'm scheduled to be on a podcast soon. That I can roll with. Be on your podcast on this guy's, this wonderful person's podcast at this certain time. I can do that. That's cool. That's chill. No problem. But as for like cramming every schedule, like a schedule for every minute of my day, no, I can't. I just, I could do it if I wanted to, I should say, but it would probably feel unpleasant because I do everything based on what feels good, what pleases me. And it's okay to be selfish sometimes and do that. I feel like I half started a sentence and I haven't finished it, and that's all right because I'm going with the flow. Oh, okay, so they want me to talk about this. Procrastination just means it's not the right time for it. You know, so if I schedule in half an hour of writing, where I'm like, tomorrow I'm going to write 15 minutes, I'm going to write. When I get to that moment in time, if I feel like I need to be doing something else, I go do that. And the routine goes out the window. The only reason I have a planner at all is for my clients to write, you know, who I've got readings with today, and my awesome clients. I've got lists of, but they're mostly affirmations, things I want to do, but they're not set in like, tomorrow I'm going to do this. Tonight, between 6:30 and 6:45, I'm going to have a cup of tea and read a book. I just don't do that. So I'd love to hear your thoughts. Email them through to straightspirit1@gmail.com. I realize this is a unique way to live, but hopefully it's inspiring. You can be happy if you just do things that suit you more. All my love, guys. Thank you for listening. Take care.